Hello.
Hello. Woo!
Hello, beautiful people. We are back.
I'm here and I'm alive. God damn it.
He made it through the illness, the sickness.
The gods try to take me out. You guys are probably wondering where your Sunday morning release was for the Brohio podcast. But well, Satan, he burrowed in my butthole.
His asshole's plaster all over his daughter's room right now.
I had a friend at work tell me he was peeing out of his butt, and I didn't really think anything about it. Because I've had some nights where I've done some stuff where, at the end of the night, I did pee out of my butt a little bit.
It happens.
But I contracted the Sri Lanka water butt, or the Spanish butt flu, however, whatever you want to call it.
The water butt.
In it. Dude, I swear to God, I would not wish this shit on my worst enemy.
Oh, yeah. I can imagine.
7-Up is my best friend.
Yeah. It definitely works.
And today, I thought it was done. It's been 2.5 days.
Right.
And I didn't even make it to the time clock at work. And I'm like, oh, God, I gotta go. So then
I fired up just like herpes.
And I got really frustrated. And I'm like, I'm just going to shock my body. 3 McDoubles. And I went home and had a couple tacos.
Hey.
Did not work. Mass casualty. But I'm here.
Made it out alive. Clinging to life.
These diapers are stylish.
They have little Spider-Mans on them.
Yeah, they got these air pockets that keep my bits dry.
Preserve your farts for later.
Yeah.
Well, this is our
Voter's Choice.
A Voter's Choice episode.
You motherfuckers picked this. Because there's some really bad stuff in here, okay?
Yeah, and I also feel like we played it to caution a little there,
Definitely.
Bit. Because here's the thing, is that when you go looking for 911 calls and things like that, the first things you're going to find are ones that have something to do with kids.
Kids and,
in death.
Desperate moments of death.
Yeah, and we listen to those. I don't really think I have a soul, but I think it left even more so once I listened to some of those.
Yeah.
And
Rob and I portray ourselves as kind of dark human beings, but we do have hearts. We have families and we do care about human life. But you people did this to us. I didn't ask for this. I put a choice on there for us to summon a demon that would possibly kill us. And you people
you wanted to listen to us, to kids. Their parents getting killed in front of them and shit.
Yeah, and we kept the kids out of it.
Yeah, we decided to forego that because
I couldn't do it. Never.
Yeah,
I don't want to.
I don't want to put that on you guys, even though you guys put that on us.
And we got some creepy sounds for them too.
Yeah, we do. We got some fun things. A couple. It's going to be real fun because I know me and him kind of made a deal where we didn't really want to tell each other what tracks we were going to use. What calls and things like that, but we kind of had to break that a little bit just so we didn't pick the same things, but I didn't listen to anything that he submitted to me. He just asked me if I knew about it, and I said yes or no, and we went with that, so.
Should be right.
I think it should be pretty cool.
And before we get too balls deep, we missed some shout-outs last week. A lot.
We were going to, though. We had a lot.
Zach Merritt.
Thank you, sir.
He shares a lot. He got some sticker love.
Yeah.
Sean Griffin, he shares our stuff a lot.
Thank you.
And the Bones and Tubbs Show, some good buddies I worked with at the prison. I've been through some wars with those guys. They talk about world affairs, Big Brother watching you, government conspiracies. They're good dudes. You can give them a listen. Bones and Tubbs.
Check them out.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for sharing and being cool.
Sharing and caring.
Sharing is caring. Well, where do you want to start?
Do you have them in order?
I don't. I just have them all summed up here. We can go figure out where we want to start first. You know what? Let's go with. You want to start off light or do you want to go in heavy?
Go light.
Go light. Well, I'll start with one that me and you kind of mutually wanted to do.
Okay.
And this is the the 911 Bigfoot call.
911 Bigfoot. This is a call of a man that sees a Bigfoot.
What he believes to be a Bigfoot or a Sasquatch.
And I swear to you people, you can hear the horror in this man's voice.
You hear the shit fall into his pants.
He is not portraying anything of fictional value. This man is fucking scared for his life.
And it's hilarious at the same time. So give us a listen.
911, what are you reporting?
We got someone or something crawling around out here.
Did you see what it was? You're
crawling around.
Was it a person or an animal? Or?
I can't tell. All I know is that my central light came on and I just happened to glimpse and see this thing running across the yard. A good-sized man or something. It looks like a man. I don't know what it was. Just it ran across the yard.
Okay. You've had problems in the neighborhood before?
Yeah, my dog was killed here just recently. I don't know what it was. Whatever it is, it's running. I couldn't catch it if I was going to chase it. But whatever it was standing up. I'm out here looking through the window now, and I don't see anything. I don't want to go outside. Jesus Christ.
Sir?
See ya.
Hello?
Get somebody out here.
What's going on now, sir?
That son of a bitch is about 6'9". I don't know.
Do you see him?
I don't know.
Yes, I'm looking right at him.
Uh-oh.
Hey, she said uh-oh.
Is he in your yard, sir?
Yeah, God, he's big.
Okay, what's he doing in your yard?
He's looking at me.
And the guy is on
foot.
I don't know what.
Who wants proof reading?
A big, real big person. That's all Slender. I can say.
Okay, but it is a person.
He's trying not to use the N-word right here.
I say it was a person, somebody really big. But he's all in black.
Is he a black male or a white male? Did you actually see whether, or was he just wearing black?
Crack
he's
ass,
all black and he's big.
And that's where it stops.
It's a goddamn big son of a bitch.
He was just trying his hardest not to say it's a black man.
You can tell this guy's name is probably Randy Smith, just cashed in his 401k, just bought a Corvette, entering midlife, retirement, just a
Moses. Nice pop-up camper.
Moses lawn twice a week, honest guy. Yes, a big son of a bitch! You can hear panic.
It goes from him just explaining what's going on to a, holy shit, there it is! I love it. The first time I heard that call, I knew that was one that I wanted to use, because it was, I think I heard this, first time I heard this was smack dab in between two gruesome kid calls, so I was like, thank God. Alright, well, that's the first one. Where do you, what do you want to go to next?
Alright, so, since you people did this to us, I'm going to go a step darker here.
All right.
And this is a 911 phone call. This is what caused the Toyota recall several years back in August of 2009. There was a family in a Lexus, which Lexus is made by Toyota.
Yeah.
It was a known issue that there was accelerator issues with the Toyotas and Lexuses, and the accelerators were sticking. Whether that be from the floor mats getting in front of the accelerators, or come to find out the accelerators were literally just sticking by themselves. This is a family of five. It's a mom and dad, two kids, and a brother. The brother is in the back seat, and the driver is a state trooper. I think he's a state trooper in California. But their accelerator is stuck in their Toyota, and they've called 911 because they're going upwards of 120 miles an hour, and the reality of this call is they did all die.
Yeah.
They drove into a ravine after hitting a car, but the thing that pisses me, the reason I wanted to use this is because Toyota knew about this for months beforehand, and they ended up recalling about 5.4 million vehicles because of the floor mat, but then after that, they did another 4.5 million that said, okay, the accelerator is actually sticking. So the litigation is ongoing from all of this. The lawsuits, they're going to be paying upwards of billions of dollars to people that are affected by this. I'm not sure how many deaths there were, but this is one of the calls related to that.
All right, here we go.
911 emergency, what are you reporting?
Yeah, we're
in a Lexus. I'm sorry, your cell phone's cutting out.
We're going north 125.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry.
I'm sorry?
Our accelerator's stuck. We're on 125 and we're in Blake.
Okay, northbound 125, where are you passing?
We are passing, where are we passing? We're going 120, Mission Gorge. We're in trouble. We can't, there's no brakes.
Okay.
Gorge and freeway half mile.
Okay, and you don't have the ability to, like, turn the vehicle off or anything?
We're approaching an intersection.
I would be sure.
We're approaching an intersection.
No doubt.
Okay.
We're approaching an intersection. Hold on. Pray.
Okay.
Oh, shoot. Oh.
Okay. Hello?
And goodbye.
That's where it lost it. You can hear the dad start yelling, just pray.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one to swallow.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. Just knowing, even if you're going too fast, and knowing you're coming up on an intersection, that's terrifying. Imagine if you can't stop.
And I've kind of chose this also as kind of a public safety announcement. If you are in that kind of situation, just grab the shifter and put it in neutral. Because then you're going to disengage the motor.
Yeah.
And you just apply the brake, and it's done.
Right.
But it's hard to think on your feet like that when you're going through something like that.
Yeah. Last thing you really want to worry about is your transmission while you're going 120 and you can't stop. Fucking throw that thing in neutral.
And that's why I bought a Toyota, because I'm trying to get fucking paid.
Because I lost my beer on that one.
That's fine. Yeah, I'm glad Toyota is suffering. I mean, I don't know how much they can financially suffer from how much money they make, but I'm glad that there's no monetary value that can make up for a life, but I'm glad they're forking over billions for the shit they cause, just stupid jappy engineering.
Right.
That's their way for, they're still upset about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah, they're gonna recall for floor mats.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
no.
Yeah, that's kinda crazy.
Not on my watch.
not on my watch. We ain't having that over here.
So give me something. Give me All right. something of yours.
All right. Let's, this one's, let's go into this one since this is one we both know. This is a very, very popular call. We'll jump right into Coast to Coast.
All right.
It's a good one. It's probably one of my favorite ones.
This
is
my favorite, I think.
Yeah. I think it may have came back as possibly a hoax, which
I haven't heard that at all.
It hasn't been confirmed or denied from what I can see. Completely.
Listen, I find myself to be a very good detective on whether someone is being an actor or not.
The thing is with this call, though, is that, well, let's hear it first, and then we'll go over it, so we don't give too much away. I'm sure a lot of you have probably heard this one, but it's always good to listen to. I love this
Aliens.
One. Aliens. Here we go.
Online, you're on the air. Hello.
Hello, Art?
Yes.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of time.
Well, look, let's begin by finding out whether you're using this line properly or not.
Art Bell's voice is so
great.
Yeah, that's right. Were you an employee or are you now?
I'm a former employee.
Former employee.
Area 51.
I was let go on a medical discharge about a week ago, and I've kind of been running across the country. Oh, man, I don't know where to start. They'll triangulate on this position really, really soon.
So you can't spend a lot of time on the phone, so give us something quick.
Fuck up and say something.
Okay, what we're thinking of as aliens are, they're extra-dimensional beings that an earlier precursor of the space program made contact with. They are not what they claim to be. They have infiltrated a lot of aspects of the military establishment, particularly the Area 51. The disasters that are coming, the government knows about them, and there's a lot of safe areas in this world that they could begin moving the population to now, Art.
But they're not doing anything.
They are not. They want the major population centers wiped out so that the few that are left will be more easily controllable.
Cut off.
Discharge.
I started getting...
And it's gone.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's where they lose radio signal, essentially. Their satellite drops out.
It's cut off.
It's completely cut off. And that's right after he starts talking about what he's seen.
Yeah.
And, you know, his experiences with Area 51. This is where it's going into saying that if this is a hoax, and their satellite did go offline. That's completely confirmed.
Yeah.
So if that happened to be a coincidence,
which Art Bell said he's never seen happen,
he's never seen
in his
happen.
Fucking 50 years of radio.
If that's a coincidence, that is the most crazily timed coincidence ever.
Yes. And like I said before, the pure panic in this man's voice, you cannot fake that.
He's terrified. He's completely terrified.
Listen, I am a skeptic when it comes to everything.
Yeah, me too.
And I am not skeptic about this.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I completely thought it was real, and then I started reading about people thinking it was fake, and then it was, you know, set up, and I don't know. I mean, I want to think it's real. I think it would be cool to think it's real.
I love any stories,
and we'll get into a little bit more of the call. Right, the call cuts off, and then it goes into some music once the backup generators hit. And then it goes back into Art Bell taking another call, talking about what had just happened. So we'll listen to that real quick. I'm not going to listen to the whole thing, because it's like another 3 minutes of it. But we'll listen to a little bit, just so you can get a little bit of idea of what he's thinking at this point.
In some way, something knocked us off the air, and we're on a backup system now.
It's the government, or...
I don't know.
As this fucking trailer.
Well, did you hear...
At his mom's
tell me, because you were listening.
That was awful strange.
There was a really weird guy on the air when it went off?
Yeah. Real weird out.
Like, going sort of sounding paranoid, schizophrenic.
Like crying and everything.
Yeah. And how far into the conversation was it when it went off?
Just a couple, about 15, 20 seconds, I'd say.
Oh, you guys really missed a call then, and I've got a feeling somebody didn't want you to hear it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
Because it was really strange. All of a sudden, I'm hearing Mark Furman. And
the network, of course, went immediately to a backup tape while we tried to figure out what blew up here.
Uh-huh.
So that's what you heard happen.
Uh-huh.
And then we're now on a backup link system.
Bill Clinton blew your shit up.
I'm not on the air at all right now, so... Well, I'm telling you.
All right. Am I on the air right now?
You're on the air right now.
You're on the air.
And,
Yeah, so they go on for a little bit longer, but that's obviously a different caller that he has.
Yeah, the second caller sounds like he just got done burying sock full of wheat pennies in a fucking desert somewhere. I gotta bury this shit. They're coming.
Yeah, so that's a fun call. I've heard that call tons of times, and I listen to it anytime I see it. It's one of those ones that's so cool and so funny. I just love it.
And to go a little more in depth into what he said, the craziest thing for me is when we think of aliens in the traditional form, we think about these gray shitheads descending from up above.
Yep.
And he's saying, no, these are interdimensional beings that like live amongst us and below us and within us that can like fucking time warp into what we're at. And they are the ones that made contact with the people up in the air. Like, hey, there's some shit going on down here. You might want to come take a look at it. I don't know.
It's stuff like that. That's what piques my interest. I love hearing shit like that.
And we've talked about it before. One of our favorite shows is Stranger Things.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the basis for that is, it's an interdimensional being.
Yeah. The upside down.
So maybe it is not sci-fi fiction.
Maybe it's not. Maybe that show's based off of this. That'd be tight. All right. So that brings us to our next clip. What do we got?
I'm going with the original Night Stalker, not to be confused with Richard Ramirez.
Yes. He's a big heavy hitter. Richard Ramirez is. And we'll get into him into some details, but this is precursor.
This is the original Night Stalker. Yeah. He was from this guy struck from around 1979 to 1986, but the scary thing about this guy was he was never identified.
Right. So, never caught.
Right. This guy was responsible for at least 10 murders, and I think I read about 50 sexual assaults.
Jesus.
But his moniker was he would call these people and kind of
fuck with them.
Yeah, do like a wrong number type deal.
Yeah.
But this person, he called and left a voicemail, and the cops recovered the voicemail off the answering machine, and this is the Night Stalker leaving a voicemail.
Was him calling before he actually did this, right?
Right, and this is before he killed the person.
Okay, and here we go. That's a very, very rude call.
Can you imagine?
Whatever happened to courtesy?
Yeah. You're like, you're stripping down for your bath, and you just dropped a couple bath bombs in. You hear the phone ring.
Getting ready to take a shit. Oh,
shit, yeah. I'll go back and check that voicemail when I'm all done. And then you get out and check that shit. I just want to reach out to you females and let you know this shit does happen.
Tommy, is that you?
Yeah, that's why you need a strong, masculine husband.
Oh, God.
To protect you from this type of shit.
And the crazy thing is you can listen to it, and you can hear that this fucker's in a crowded place.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's, like, in a diner.
When I read into it a little bit, the FBI has reopened this thing, and there's, like, a $50,000 reward because he fucked up so many people and killed and raped and mugged. But they're doing, like, tags on this guy, and they're saying that more than likely he's an upscale guy that wouldn't look out of place in a very rich community, and he also probably has a family. So this is probably some fucking guy that lives amongst, you know, yuppies. And that's kind of scary.
Yeah, that's terrifying, especially that it's gone this long. Any type of unsolved crime case like that especially one like that.
And this is back in the limelight here in the past few years.
Yeah, that's fucking crazy.
And he did kill that person, by
the way. Yeah, exactly. There's no hope, because chances are, I mean, I'm sure that it's probably something that's continued.
Yeah, if I would have heard that and I was a virgin, just all over the floor, just done. Ow!
Oh, jeez.
I'm like Forrest Gump touching a teat for the first time.
Ow! Oh! Well, I'm going to go the last, I think it's the, no, it's not the last 911 call that I have, but I think it's probably my most gruesome one that I found.
Oh, great.
This is another really common, commonly heard one. I've heard this a couple times before doing this, and I knew I wanted to do this one. If you hear my kids screaming like crazy, I'm sorry. They're uncontrollable. I can't deal with them. This is a woman by the name of Ruth Price, who calls the police after she sees someone who she's seen before, pretty much stalking out her apartment.
This one's fucking horrible.
And yeah, she,
I can't believe you're doing this to me.
She doesn't live.
Unfortunately,
there's a couple things saying that this was also one of those ones that was a fake call. But then I looked into it, and according to what I've seen from one specific person, they stated a lot about how it is a real call. She was a 911 dispatcher, the person who was commenting on this, and they're saying that they actually used this call in their training as to teach you what not to do as a dispatcher.
Wow.
So they would present this call and be like, you know, this is the call, listen to how the dispatcher reacted, and don't do this.
I used to be a 911 dispatcher.
Yeah, I had no professional training. Stressful job.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of those occupations that people just look over.
Yeah, balls. Yeah.
Everybody has that, you know, they get that one or two calls that, like,
listen, you get one minor fender bender on the highway and you get 100 people call, and you get one mom that calls with a baby that's choking that she can't get the hot dog out, and you're sitting there by yourself you're bouncing through, like, you know, picking up phone calls like, oh, there's a wreck on the highway. You're like, okay, there's a wreck on the highway. Okay. And then you pick up the one, my baby's choking. You're like, holy shit, man.
Right. It's one of the most underappreciated jobs, especially when it comes to law enforcement ways. But let's go ahead and listen to this call.
You did this to us. Remember
you
that.
You did this to us. Yeah. Enjoy.
What's the problem, ma'am?
They edited the name.
Oh, there's some guy been taking the place out.
How? Well, he went in the back. I have an apartment in the back, and he said he was looking for a guy. And he comes to my door. And said he's looking for an apartment.
He's looking for something, all right.
Yeah.
So I live alone, and I'm an old lady.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm an old
lady.
Where is
he now, ma'am?
I don't have no idea.
Here we go. Oh, God. Oh.
And goodbye.
I want to think that sound was... That was Meals on Wheels, and he spilled some hot tomato soup on her lap. And he was getting the fuck out of there.
Well, here's the thing with the call that you can tell right away where the dispatcher.
The soup was really hot.
This, yeah, there's no type of temperature control. No, she, first off, one, she cuts her off at the very beginning. She starts to tell her where she's at. The 911 operator never gets an address for this woman.
Yeah, that's kind of fishy.
Yeah, so they figure it out eventually, but obviously it's too late.
This is from a long time ago, and yeah. I can vouch that 99.9% of the time, if you called from a landline back in the day, they knew exactly where you're at.
Yeah, they're going to find you. It may take a minute, but the cops did arrive.
Yeah, it popped up instantaneously whenever I did it.
Yeah. But it's one of those things where, like, I think they have to ask for your address, like, twice.
They have to confirm it.
Yeah. And that wasn't done. She cut her off at least one time and wasn't really trying to get more information out of her.
Right.
She was like, what's going on? What's happening?
Someone extremely complacent in their job.
Yeah, exactly. And then freezes whenever all... I mean, you really, at that point, you can't do much.
Right.
And it's just a fucking hard call.
That is rough.
Yeah, it's rough to listen to. Being a part of it, I mean, that's one of the things where I'm assuming that if you get a call like that, there's only so much training that you can, you know, do.
You're gonna need a fucking witch doctor and a therapist.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, once you get to places where or to calls where like someone's life's on the line, I think that pretty much, in my case, I think any type of training would be like, goodbye. I'd be like, get the fuck out of there.
Yeah.
do whatever you got to do.
I understand that you're hungry, ma'am. That soup, it's very hot. I have a very soft spot for old women. I used to watch Golden Girls in my underwear. And that's where I learned that when I watch Golden Girls in my underwear and I touch myself, stuff happens.
Stuff happens for sure. All right, I'll let you take the next one.
Let's go with the exorcism.
Ooh, this is a fucking good one.
Annalise Michelle.
Yes.
Mikkel, that's German. Fucking know. She this is what the exorcism of Emily Rose was based off of. This was a girl back in the 40s or 50s. It might have been later than that. I think it was the 60s or 70s, actually. But she underwent Catholic exorcism rites, which is something that hasn't been practiced in 400 years.
Yeah.
But the thing was, later investigation found out that she was extremely malnourished. She had epilepsy. She had debilitating mental health issues. And the parents... And the two priests involved in this were both sentenced to prison.
Holy shit.
Because she at the end of this, she died.
Right.
But I guess there was somewhere around 67 sessions of exorcisms. They did the autopsy when she passed away, they found out that both of her knees were broken. And that was from genuflections, which is a Catholic act where you drop down to one knee. And when she was continuously dropping down to one knee during these exorcisms, it had broken both of her knees.
Holy shit.
And she was 68 pounds whenever she died. So this girl was tortured. They she was misdiagnosed with the mental health issues. They tried psychological therapy, different kinds of, you know, drugs.
Right.
And nothing worked. So that's when they called in the priests. The original priest said no. And they came back and they said, well, I guess we can try it. And it kind of just, you know, snowballed from there into all these different sessions. But the dehydration coupled with the extreme malnourishment coupled with the mental health issues is what it could be what you're hearing right here. But she took on the form of 8 different demons, including Hitler.
Oh,
which I think that's the first one you hear is Hitler. And then Cain.
Maybe she was just a little racist.
Cain, And then Satan himself.
Shit. Well, that's exciting. Let's listen to this.
Nine! Heil Hitler! There's...
Jesus.
That's what I sound like. Take a shit.
Damn it, I was going to say that. After a nice Chipotle burrito.
Holy. An unaltered cat, you grab it right by the balls.
That sounds like a pissed off cat.
Sounds like a demon to me.
Or a demon.
Holy shit.
Woo!
And needless to say, the poor little Deutsch that got to take her to prom probably didn't get any, afterwards. And if he did, definitely lost a finger.
Yeah.
But I believe in demons.
Yeah.
But I think this is like a severe instance of religious hysteria, paranoia.
Brainwashing, essentially, maybe.
Yeah. And they said that the girl, Annalise, she completely bought into all the religious hysteria as well. But, I mean, she couldn't. She wasn't of a sound mind.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, that's some fucking crazy shit.
Yeah, if my kid starts channeling Hitler, I'm probably going to, rule a religious healing out of the question.
I would have to say so. That's when you take him out back. You're going to give him a little act ride.
You give him the old yeller.
Like, oh, Dad's taking his Crocs off. He's about to whip my fucking ass.
We're going to get it this time. Yeah. This was bad.
So it's your turn. Tag.
Oh, God. Let's move on to the next one.
Nine!
Let's go. I'm going to go with the... Let's go with the bloop. The bloop. I think JT Gerton recommended this one.
Bloom.
And
yeah, he did.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what? That's an awesome topic. If you don't know what the bloop is, this is audio that was recorded with hydrophones. It's two microphones it's multiple systems of microphones, but there was these two microphones that caught them in the deep part of the ocean. They were originally placed there by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration during Cold War. So they could use those to pick up when Soviet submarines were engaging, trying to engage.
The Mother Russia.
Yeah. So they left them alone pretty much, and they ended up picking up this bloop, which was one of the loudest sounds ever recorded. Which was originally thought to have been a blue whale, but was...
Sperm whale.
Yeah, it was way, way louder than the noise that they could create. We'll go ahead and listen to it first. I've cut it up a little bit, so it's in different sections. You'll hear a bloop, and then you'll hear another part of the audio afterwards. But it's really cool, and it's really creepy to think that, that this is... something that's this loud that possibly could be
lurking in the ocean.
Lurking in the ocean.
Sounds like bits of Golden Corral hitting the fucking water. Is all it sounds like to me.
Well, that's the initial bloop. And let me get this other part here queued up so you can hear it. This other the ass end of it sounds like.
Yeah, sounds like an ass end. All
right. Yeah, exactly.
Sounds like something really, really big.
Yeah, and the thing that makes it even cooler is, like I said, these two microphones picked up this yeah, single noise, and these two microphones were 3,000 miles apart, and they picked it up.
Do you know what this is in my mind?
No.
It's some kind of sunken pirate death ship that's like a fucking skeleton, and it's just skating around the bottom of the ocean floor.
That would be so cool. You know, one of the theories was that it was noise from the lost city of Atlantis.
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty cool. There's
you know, there's some hard fucking going on in that city.
Yeah. And the thing is with this audio clip is that this is
your butt chugging 16... wine.
Always butt chugging. This is 16 times the speed of what the actual recorded audio is.
Oh god.
That bloop, the single bloop, that in the original audio, that lasts over, like, just right around a minute.
I'm going to be honest with you. I was not frightened by the bloop, but the last one,
yeah.
Next time I go to the ocean, I'm going to be like, all right, kids, get in. I'll watch from here.
what they're thinking that it actually may be, besides that, there's two real trains of thought. There's, you know, you got your huge sea creature, which, you know, 95% of the ocean's unexplored. We know more about space than we do our deep ocean.
That's fucking crazy.
And they think it's either a big creature, pretty much like four times the size of like a blue whale, or
messy.
What it is, it's like it's in what they call an ice quake. So it's when icebergs break up and fall into the water. Those can make
that seems logical.
Those can make noises along the same decibel level as this recorded audio. The reason they don't think it's a creature is because this is the only example that they have of this specific noise. So it's never been recorded again, which is, you know, kind of a big, you know.
And that's how the polar bears became extinct.
Later. Well, we got a couple more left each.
Right. And I'm going to go with, this is an audible representation of schizophrenia.
Yes, this is a good one.
About schizophrenia. Schizophrenia is a brain disorder that distorts the way a person thinks, acts, expresses emotions, and relates to others and perceives reality. So anytime you see Blind Bill hanging out in the corner asking for dollars and he's walking down the street like, fucking shit, fuck my ass. That is schizophrenia, which 1% of the American population will develop schizophrenia, and it's developed via genetics, brain chemistry, brain abnormalities, and environmental factors. So if your mom used to beat you with a fucking shoehorn, there's a good chance that you're probably not going to have schizophrenia, that you're just not going to be cool with your mom anymore.
Yeah.
But this is a representation of what a schizophrenic person would hear
in their head
all fucking day long, which is completely terrifying. Roll that beautiful bean footage.
You are so stupid. Look at you. No, you can't. Stupid. On the side of the road. Jump now. Jump in front of the car. Go on. Do it. No, don't. Don't. Don't cross the road. You can't.
Jesus Christ.
Look at you.
I just wish there was a voice like this that reminded me to do shit throughout the day. My life would be so much fucking easier.
Don't forget the bread. She said no tomato. Don't forget.
Shave your fucking balls.
Take the cream corn out of the oven.
Corporate coffee futures and professional design.
What the fuck?
Holy shit!
Professional living and function, that's independent and wealth generation for entertainment. I have no function for communication.
Get out, motherfucker! Get out, devil!
I have to have Claudia Schiffer effect style. Corporate
stop
coffee
it!
Futures and professional
stop!
Design future concept to have professional living and function, money to be independent.
Holy shit!
This is why I rack the fucking chamber, stick the barrel in my mouth, blow my fucking brains all over the wall. I'm fucking done.
Corporate coffee futures and professional design future concept.
Holy shit.
Professional living and function, money to be independent and wealth generation for entertainment and function for communication.
I'm letting this go a little bit longer.
23% investment. I have to have Claudia Schiffer effect style. Corporate coffee futures and professional design future concept. Professional.
Oh god.
Okay. And well. Check being schizophrenic off of my list
right.
of things to do.
Listen, if they're like, all right, we got box A is AIDS, box B, schizophrenia. Give me that Magic Johnson
give me
shit.
Magic Johnson.
Give me the Magic Johnson right in the ass.
Yeah, that's...
That is maddening.
That is terrifying. Bastard. Especially if you're hearing it all the time.
All the time. And that's what it is. They hear it all the time.
Yeah. I definitely couldn't imagine.
Did you hear the part where it tells him to jump in front of the fucking
car? Yeah. I think at that point I'd probably jump in front of the fucking car.
Yeah. All right. Time to do it.
You say so, I guess.
Yeah.
You've never let me.
That's bad.
Yeah. That's just,
and the longer that goes, the crazier it gets.
Yeah. And it goes on for.
Yeah. You can check that out on YouTube.
A few more minutes.
Yeah. That's just check out auditory hallucination of schizophrenia. Or something.
Yeah. So that's crazy noises inside your head. Let's go to crazy noises. This is the next clip we're gonna have. Is gonna be the sounds of what various planets make. Some of them are pretty cool. Some of them are creepy as shit.
What sound do you think Pluto makes when Goofy's fucking him in the ass? Why? Why?
Not again.
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple of them. They had all of the, you know, all the planets, including the Sun and Pluto, which, you know, obviously aren't planets. But I kept the Sun. So
debatable.
It'll be Sun, Venus, Earth, Jupiter, Saturn, and Pluto. These are all going to be back-to-back. I'm just going to let them play through and check them out. Like I said, this is the Sun.
This is the candy shop.
This is that fucking the trap beat. Listen to that bass.
I'll let you lick the lollipop. Give you one taste of what I got. Go ahead, girl. Shall I hit the spot?
Oh!
This rumbling the walls. Let me go to Venus.
Oh god! Yeah, this is where Leatherface walks in and fucking cuts your gullet out. People poison the atmosphere with when you pump your diesel fuel and you throw your electronics away without recycling them.
If you listen really carefully, you can hear an Allah Akbar.
Yeah. You can hear Bernie Sanders taking a big creamy old man shit. Free healthcare for everybody! Free college! Free condoms!
And we got Jupiter. sound all peaceful as shit.
I can get down with Jupiter.
Yeah.
I feel like me and Jupiter could smoke pot together.
Yeah, this is like something you listen to while you're meditating.
Yeah.
Or just taking a good shit.
Yeah.
Like you put on like the...
Or...
You're trying to go to sleep, you put on like the ocean music.
If I had a dollar for every time I've jerked off to the sounds of the planets...
I'd have $3.
Yeah, I could... Yeah, you'd definitely buy a cold cut combo.
Here comes Saturn.
Fucking angry and shit.
I fucking hate everything. Don't touch my rings. Hands off my fucking rings. I'm main.
Oh, cut out a little bit there.
Yeah.
And Pluto. I'm too far away!
Help!
Help!
Help! someone throw me a rope? Life preserver?
You guys abandoned me. I'm not even a planet anymore.
It's fucking freezing out here.
Remember when I used to be one of yous? Now no one takes me seriously. Just because I'm a little guy.
A moon.
Well, the planets are fucking terrifying sounding.
A little bit.
Just a little bit.
Fucking Saturn was pissed off as all hell.
It's all them fucking
he's
angry
like a
ass rings.
Fucking 14 and a half year old that just heard Marilyn Manson for the first time and he's
sacrificing
yeah,
his
he's
cat.
Got a studded bracelet and he's
yeah.
got it in his hand and he's whacking off with it.
I don't think this is the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, and I got my last one here
oh,
for you, Rob.
Yeah.
Rob Doggo 5.
Rob Diggity Dog.
This is the story of an asshole named Travis.
Oh, Travis.
Travis was a furry little man. Travis was a chimpanzee.
Oh, yes.
From North Stamford, Connecticut.
Yes.
This is an incident where his handler... She just got too comfortable with him.
Yep.
But Travis, he was an animal actor, okay? So he was in Coca-Cola commercials,
oh,
Old
nice.
Navy commercials.
Yeah.
And Travis was raised by the family that they owned a towing company. And he would ride around in the tow trucks, like buckled up in the seatbelt. And when they would go to, like, you know, traffic accidents to tow cars, he would always hop out of the truck and greet the police officers and shake hands with them. So he was like I guess somewhat of a local celebrity. But he was
like Michael Jackson's
yeah,
monkey Bubbles.
Bubbles and let's not
Bubbles.
Let's not touch there. Bubbles had a lot of bubbles blown in his ass. But this monkey
Come on, Bubbles.
This goddamn monkey was heavily socialized with humans. He could do things such as open doors using keys. He would dress himself.
Oh nice.
He would water plants. And he would also drink wine from a stemmed glass. Listen, I'm not making it.
I'll trade my kids in for this monkey.
Give me that fucking monkey. I'm not making this shit up.
He's the fucking fanciest shit.
Yeah, this,
he's drinking wine.
I'm the fanciest monkey that's ever graced this planet. So,
nice. My palate is too refined. Yeah. Give me a nice Pinot Noir.
Okay, so the dad, there's a wife and a husband that own the monkey. I don't know. They're the parents of the monkey.
Yeah, how would you say
yeah,
that?
I don't know. I'm trying not to, whatever. But the husband died.
Okay.
So then Sandra, the wife, kind of took over full care. She was a full-time
she was a widow.
Full-time caregiver of the monkey. But I guess the death of the husband completely shattered Sandra. So she kind of like confided in the monkey and she went on to say that she ate with the monkey. She slept with the monkey. She bathed with the monkey.
Good God.
And, you know, every good woman, she does clean her monkey. I just want to say that. I want to go on record.
It's a little hairy, but she still cleans it.
I think I remember my grandma told me that sometimes when her monkey gets a little out of control, she has to spank that fucking monkey.
But the monkey's getting a little smelly.
In the case of Travis, that monkey was not spanked enough because I guess there was an incident in 2003. This happened before what we're talking about. In 2003, there was a pedestrian walking by the tow truck that he was riding in and threw a fucking milkshake at the window and pissed the monkey off.
What?
And the monkey got out of the tow truck and chased this motherfucker away.
Holy shit.
And they couldn't catch the monkey for several hours, and they finally got the police involved. And I guess the police kept on getting him back in the tow truck, but then the monkey would just get back out and then start chasing them around the tow truck. So it's like,
That's so funny.
But then after the husband passed away, one day Sharla couldn't get the monkey back in the house.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry, Sandra couldn't get the monkey back in the house. So Sandra at this time, she was about 70 years old. She was elderly. So she called her friend Sharla, who was about 44, 45 years old, to come over and help her get the monkey back in the house. And the monkey, when he ran out of the house, he had Sandra, the mom, he took her fucking car keys and ran outside. So she called Charlotte to come over and get the monkey back in the house so she could get her car keys back. But there was also the slight chance that the monkey would try and leave, because from time to time, he did successfully get car keys into the ignition.
Jesus.
So this is a fucking devil monkey, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
And the thing is, the woman that came over, Sharla, she had worked for the tow company for I guess, decades, and she was very familiar with the monkey. But when she came over, she went inside and got one of his favorite toys and went outside to try and coax him back inside with his favorite toy. But when he saw that she had his favorite toy, it just fucking enraged him to a level of no return. And this is what you get when you piss the monkey off. This is Sharla. This is Sandra calling 911 because Travis, the monkey, is attacking her best friend, Sharla.
Stand for 911. Where's your emergency?
Oh, this is Sandy. 221 Rock Criminal Road.
What's
the problem? Send the police.
What's the problem there?
I'm so sorry.
You killed my friend.
What's the problem with your friend?
Oh. Please.
What's the problem with your friend? I need to know.
Send the police up with a gun. Hurry up.
Who has a gun?
Please, hurry up. He's killing my girlfriend.
What is the problem?
He's killing my friend.
Who's killing your friend?
My chimpanzee.
Oh, your chimpanzee is killing your friend.
Yes. He sounds like he doesn't believe her. Oh, your chimpanzee.
There's no chimpanzees in Mexico.
What is the monkey doing? Tell me what the monkey...
He ripped her face off!
Oh, shit!
Her face off?
She did not die.
Please,
okay, hurry. I need you to calm down a little bit. They're on the way. Can you put yourself away? I don't want the monkey attacking you.
Please, hurry up! Listen to me!
They're on the way, man.
Spank the fucking monkey!
Please, hurry up!
Beat its ass!
You're there with your friend. I need you to help your friend. Can you go help your friend?
I can't. He tried to attack me now.
Is he still there with your friend?
Yes.
Okay, so then back off. Then don't get any closer, okay?
Back off, on the good way. Advice.
Please.
If the monkey moves away from your friend, let me know, okay?
If so the monkey moves away.
No, I can't. She's dead. She's dead.
Why are you saying that she's dead?
She's dead. He ripped her apart.
He ripped what apart? Her face?
Everything.
He ripped her apart?
Listen, I think I'm going to freeze. I think I'm going to pass out.
No, just breathe, okay? I'm going to stay with you on the phone until they get there.
Listen to me. Please, hurry. Please. Please. Oh, my God. They got to have their guns out. They got to have their guns out. Listen to
God,
me.
It's horrible.
Get your fucking guns out.
Fucking guns out.
Sally, she's getting done fucking the monkey.
I know she's having sex with it.
It's your monkey.
It's mine.
I love this monkey.
Do you know how big he is? How many pounds?
200 pounds.
400?
200.
200 pounds?
It's a big goddamn monkey.
Chimpanzees are like rock. They are strong. Right?
Where are they?
Fucking
they're
rock
going
babies.
Your way. They're going as fast as they can your way, okay?
Please. Please go faster. Please.
They're going
please,
as fast as they can.
Please.
Go faster.
Please.
Is the monkey still by your friend, or can you get close to your friend?
He's eating her.
Oh, God.
No, please.
Okay,
I never heard this part.
For me. Yeah, this
poor
hard,
woman.
Okay? I know it's hard. But they're going as fast as they can your way, okay?
Oh, my God. Please. They tell them they gotta shoot him.
because I tried stabbing him. And it made him worse.
It made it worse. Okay, he got stronger.
They will. Sandra, I already have the fire department close by, okay?
I stabbed my fucking monkey.
The fire department is going to move in, okay? The fire department can't move in yet. But
every face he rips off, he gets stronger.
Shoot him because he's going to try to attack me now.
Just breathe, Sandra.
Shoot him!
Sandra, stay in your car.
Shoot him!
Sandra, I need you to stay in your car.
Shoot him, please. I tried stabbing him, and he's hurt now, too. So he's going to attack anybody. I can't get out of this car.
Lock your doors on your car and stay there with me.
It don't matter. It don't matter. He will rip the doors.
Sandra, just do what I'm telling you to. Stay in the car. The police officers will handle it.
King fucking Harambe. King Ding-a-ling.
R.I.P. Harambe. They did, Sandra. They're shooting at him already, okay?
But he's not dead.
I know. They will continue until
they're shooting at him already.
You should stay on the phone with me and breathe.
Is this tech support or 911?
Yeah. Well, I have you on the phone here.
I see you're using an old version of Windows.
Oh, God.
Have you cleared your cookies recently?
Yeah, well, that was a good one.
Do we know what the outcome was for that monkey?
I actually do. Okay, the monkey, when the sheriffs arrived, the monkey, like, ran up to the sheriff's cruiser and ripped the fucking door open, okay?
No fucking way.
Like, get your bitch ass up out the car,
so
motherfucker.
She wasn't lying about he'll rip the door off.
Right, he ripped the door open because he knows how to open doors.
Right.
He ripped the door open, and that's when the cops smoke checked him. He shot him, and then when he shot him, he ran back into the house, and he died next to his cage. But... So, I think Sharla, the one that was attacked.
The one whose face got ripped off?
Her face, her nose, her eyes, her ears, her hands, everything severed.
Ugh.
The monkey ate her fucking hands off, ate her face. She's going to be permanently blind for the rest of her life.
Jesus.
She did have hand transplants that were accepted, but she developed pneumonia, which they had to remove the hands at that point due to the infection. She also, I think she's on the verge of getting a face transplant, but she's still going to be dealing with the blindness for her whole entire life. And she, at that time, the owner of the monkey, Sandra, she was showing assets north of $10 million.
Ooh.
Right. Which I guess you got to have some play cash if your fucking best friend is a chimpanzee.
Yeah, I would assume.
So the lady that was attacked, she did sue Sandra. I think she won around $4 million. But shortly after this incident happened, the owner of the chimpanzee, Sandra, she suffered from a major aneurysm of the heart.
I wonder why she
passed away. And they just, I guess some type of publicist or someone said she just died of a broken heart. That I guess the husband passing shortly after that, she had a daughter die in a car crash. And then shortly after that, she had...
With her best friend and then her monkey. And then...
Dickhead Travis.
Yeah, fucking Travis.
Plus, who names a monkey Travis? Like, it's such a regular name.
Yeah.
My dog's name is Bruce, and everyone laughs at me so hard. They're like, his name's what? I'm like, it's Bruce. Like, that's such a fucking weird name for a dog. And I love when people give weird...
I love when people give, like, old person names to animals. It's so funny.
And the fucking Dickhead Travis.
I can respect it. Well... I got one more left. It's my, probably my favorite one. It's sad, but it's hilarious at the same time. This is it's multiple 911 calls made by who everybody deemed as the weepy voice killer. His name was Paul Michael Stefani. This was in Minnesota, 1980s. This guy was a serial killer. He... kill his victims, and then called 911.
And fucking cried about it.
And fucking cried about it the entire time.
I fucked up so fucking bad. I'm sorry.
So this first call that he made was on New Year's Eve night in 1980. Woman by the name of Carol Podick. She was 20 years old. He had stabbed and beaten her pretty bad. She did not die. The police found her in a snowbank, naked, by a railroad track. Her skull was cracked.
God damn.
And then 3 hours after this, he makes this call.
Yes, please. This is an emergency. Please send a squad to Pierce Butler Road, Molenberg Manufacturing Company Machine Shop. Please, there's an ambulance too.
Can you tell me what happened to her?
Just hurry, she's laying on the ground in the back by the railroad tracks, by the ATM. Hurry.
What's the
It's the worst fucking wedgie I've ever had before.
And then he hangs up. So he stabs this lady, beats the shit out of her, calls in crying.
Sounds like some 10-year-old kid that his brother just shoved a broom handle up his asshole.
He's so distraught. Mom, he can't believe he did this.
It hurts so fucking bad.
So like I said, that was New Year's Eve 1980. Flash forward a little bit to June of 1981. This is the second call after he stabs. He calls several days after, and this is after he stabs 18-year-old Kimberly Compton.
Jesus.
He stabs her 61 times with an ice pick. She does die.
Naturally.
Yeah. And actually, there's two calls. This first one is the call after he does it, and then the second call is a couple days after the murder. So he calls in the police, and this is what he says to the 911 operator.
Oh, you finally, I just stabbed somebody with an ice pick. I can't stop myself. I keep killing somebody.
What the fuck?
And that's it. That's after he said, so you can hear him say,
stop killing.
I can't stop killing. I just stabbed somebody with an ice pick. And leaves it at that. That's as good as it gets for that call.
Fucking fight him so bad.
I want to knock the ugly fucking mustache right off his face. Have you seen him?
No, I haven't.
Fucking tarred looking motherfucker. He's got this big old goofy.
I couldn't imagine
big
that.
Big goofy mustache and.
Yeah, he's like fucking Vin Diesel and Brock Lesnar made a fucking baby.
Yeah, he's a special guy. Well, like I said, a couple days after that, he makes this next call about the same woman.
Don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry what I did to Compton. I couldn't help it. Don't know why I had to stab her. I'm so upset about it. I keep getting drunk every night. I can't believe it. It's like a
I keep
big
getting
dream.
Drunk. Sounds like he's reading from a Dr. Seuss fucking
book. If I get locked up, I'll kill myself. I need to kill myself to get locked up. I'll try not to kill anybody else.
I'll try not to kill anybody else. Just please don't lock me up.
I'm looking at his picture now. He definitely looks like he dabbles in the kiddie porn.
He's definitely a big buttery goofball. So that was the two calls after he made after he killed Kimberly Compton. Now, that was in 81. So in 82, the next person he kills is Miss Barbara Simons. He stabbed her over 40 times. He calls the police 2 days afterwards, where they find her in some underbrush off of the highway, like off of the road.
I didn't want to put her in the underbrush. I don't want to take her down and buy her a nice dress and
the brush was so thick, her body was being held up in the air by it.
Oh, God.
So it's pretty freaking crazy. He calls in and pretty much tells her, like, "Up, I've struck again, and here's what we got."
By your emergency.
Please don't talk, just listen. I'm sorry, I killed. I stabbed her 40 times.
I can't.
Kimberly Compton was the first one. Oh, my face. I don't know what you're mad at me. I'm sick. I'm going to kill myself, I think.
Where are you?
I'm just going to... If somebody dies with a red shirt on, it's me. I killed both of you. I'll never make it to heaven.
Calm down.
Okay.
Wow, so...
You took the biggest, blackest, veiniest rubber dick in the entire world and fucking crammed it sideways in my ass. That's what I would sound like, is that guy right there.
Yeah, it's
please, I don't want to fucking
it's ridiculous. Like, this guy, after this, I mean, not going too much into his story, because, I mean, you could pretty much do an episode about him alone. After this, he tries to kill a prostitute.
Which is not, I mean,
yeah, and
something we've all done.
He bangs this prostitute, and then
first mistake.
He goes back to take her back to her spot, And she notices that they're going a weird way that she doesn't recognize.
It's not my spot.
She's a streetwalker, so she knows the streets.
Wrong turn, motherfucker.
Yeah. And
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take a wrong turn.
She looks down in his floorboard and sees a soda bottle, and she's like, if this motherfucker tries something, I'm going to knock his ass out.
I'm going to drink this motherfucking Pepsi and get out this bitch.
Of course, her instincts were right. He tries to kill her, and she gets the bottle, and she bashes him over the head with it, busts it open, and...
It hurts so fucking bad.
She opens the door to leave. He's on top of her. They fall out while he's stabbing her. A neighbor, like the right next to the house where they fell out of, he has his window open and he hears it. He comes running out and he says he can hear the sound of the screwdriver hitting this lady's bones.
Oh.
And she gets stabbed 15 times. She survives.
Thank God.
And he ends up calling 911 about... He says, I got beat up. I need an ambulance.
A dead hooker is a useless hooker.
Yeah. So he tries to kill someone, but then calls in 911 about him being hurt. So he ends up getting to the hospital. And the prostitute actually, of course, can pick him out of a lineup.
Oh, yeah.
And he's pretty much done. The crazy thing with that is that he only gets... He admits to... I think he admits to one... To one of them, I think is what it was. He gets let off of one of the murders.
Okay,
they only charge him the 40 years for the one and the attempted murder on another one.
Jesus.
So he was sentenced to 40 years in prison, and then also 18 years for stabbing Denise
good.
Williams, who is the prostitute. So that's all he gets sent to.
Justice.
Yeah, exactly. So it's kind of a...
I didn't want my prison cell to rape
It's a fun story to...
Come in here and he got me in the shower and I shit the floor and
I just wanted to hook up with the prostitute. I didn't mean to stab her. Get stabbing.
I want
to
fight him.
Yeah.
I've already said that, but I want to fucking...
Fuck that guy.
Fist fight that man.
So that's all the audio we have.
Yeah.
This has gone a little bit longer than our past episodes are, but, you know, it's cool. We picked a lot of stuff out, so we wanted to kind of get a good little variety going.
And like we said before, this is your fault.
Yeah, it's your fault. I hope you feel better about yourself.
So maybe we can tell about our next episode.
Next episode, I cannot wait for. It's probably the one that I've been wanting to do since the beginning, and that would be Mrs. Little Teeny Tiny JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah, a lot of people wanted JonBenet Ramsey.
Yeah.
During the poll.
Yeah.
So we're gonna go with JonBenet Ramsey. I think second place was Parallel Universes, but yeah. I'm not in touch with my soul enough yet to attack Parallel Universes.
We'll get into that because we can get into the Mandela effect and stuff like that. That kind of goes along with it.
So next is gonna be the death and injustice.
Yeah, and you know we'll throw out our own ideas and we'll go over a couple things.
That's gonna be our first murder episode.
Yeah, it will be, and it's a fun one because I mainly wanted to go over it because it's something that being our age, which is around 30, this is something that happened when we were kids.
Yeah,
that we can remember have a lot of details on.
I thought my dad was gonna fucking kill me.
Mine just beat the shit out of me. it's gonna be a cool one to do. Just for anybody that's, around our age that maybe doesn't know a lot about it or thinks they know some about it.
Yeah, there's so many twists and turns in that story.
It's a fucking crazy, crazy story.
And real quick, we got the t-shirts. We're going to be selling t-shirts. So let us know if you want to get a t-shirt. They're going to be about $6 to $8 a piece.
Yeah.
Also, keep sharing our stuff. We really appreciate it.
We do.
We're up to 12 5-star reviews on iTunes.
Thank you guys very much.
Keep sending the reviews. We have 8 weeks to get the new and noteworthy on iTunes. So if we can keep the 5-star reviews coming, we'll get the new and noteworthy on the iTunes homepage, which that just completely shoots you through the roof as far as listens.
That can change a lot. Yeah. We once again thank everybody for listening, for sharing, liking, whatever you do. Just keep doing what you're doing.
We're getting people from Missouri, California, all kinds of people reaching out to us to tell us, hey, you're doing a good job.
Yeah, or even if you hate us, just, that's cool. Just listen.
Some people, my brother told us we're doing a shitty job. So, what about that time you told me I was doing a shitty job in the 9th grade and you're in college and I broke your fucking jaw?
Who's doing a shitty job now, huh?
Yeah, puberty.
Yeah.
Motherfucker.
Well, you guys are awesome. And just, you know, keep listening, and we will be back. Hopefully we'll be back on schedule. This one's going to be out a little bit late, but
yeah,
you know, Nick's asshole's still glued to the wall of his house, so we kind of had to go around that. But
Brohio Nation, thank you.
Brohio Nation, thank you very much. You guys are beautiful, and we love you. Thank you.